Final hour of Sports 180 is here on this Friday afternoon. Thank you for being with us today. Heather having a good time at Planet Vapor where we are today. They have big savings. They have price matching for you with other vape shops. And right now, you can get their Stop Smoking Kits for free while supplies last, because that's what it's about, helping you quit smoking, helping you live a healthier life where we are today at Planet Vapor on Kingston Pike in the Bearden area.
Yeah, they've got a variety of products and accessories, from the Stop Smoking Kits like you're talking about to e-liquids, Juul kits, and so much more. Stop in, talk to one of their experts today. If you're thinking about putting the cigarettes down and you want to turn to a vapor product, they can steer you in the right direction. Then also come by and register. We're giving away the ultimate tailgate camper. This thing is so awesome. You will see it out and about around town at future remotes. It's just super cool from Buddy Greg, and we're excited to be able to offer it to you guys. So it's going to be a fun promotion the rest of the summer leading up to fall camp.
Yes, it will. You can register right here. We'll draw some qualifiers at the end of the hour at Planet Vapor today. 5411 Kingston Pike is where we are. Online, planetvapor.com. 7 locations in Tennessee and Virginia dedicated to increasing customers' quality of life at Planet Vapor. So we are getting ready for the weekend, Heather. And something we kind of hit on yesterday, haven't really talked about today, but Matt Hayes' piece has gotten a good amount of attention, BleacherReport.com, writing that Tennessee will never return to elite status again.
And I think if you directly apply the scenario that he laid out, the 45-5, that's really hard to imagine Tennessee ever being that good again. Mm-hmm. Now, there were some articles or some aspects of the article that I thought were a little unfair and not realistic, especially in this day and age of the SEC. And he pointed out how, you know, so many programs like South Carolina, Kentucky, and Vanderbilt have elevated themselves. But never is a really long time. And we've just heard so many people talking about Jeremy Pruitt and how he's doing things the right way, how he is the coach to get Tennessee out of this kind of cellar that they've been in for the last 15 years. So we'll see what happens. But I think he made some good points, and then I disagreed with some other ones.
Yeah, pointing early on to Jeremy Pruitt talking up Tennessee's academics, I didn't think was fair, because that was far from all he talked about.
In 21 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, and if a coach is happy with what's happened academically, he's always going to point that out. Jeremy Pruitt's not the only one that's going to do that, and that has nothing to do with Tennessee football in 2025 or 2030. Now, right now, the position that Tennessee is in, it is very much challenged to try to get back to elite status because of where the program is and what Tennessee is having to go up against. And recruiting is more difficult, I think, now than if you want to go back to Philip Fulmer's time in the mid-90s or maybe part of the 2000s because of the status of Georgia and Clemson.
Golly.
And
do they get Jamal Lewis right now?
They don't get...
Or Deion?
Yeah, they don't get Jamal Lewis, Deion Grant, and Cozy Coleman right now. I know that because the players that are ranked that way now are not choosing Tennessee. But could that change in the future? Yes, it could. So never is just too long of a time period and too far away to be able to say that right now. Now, you can still have the opinion, hey, I don't see it with Tennessee, but I didn't see the reasoning in the piece. And Matt Hayes is, I think, is a good writer, and he's been around college football for a long time, mm-hmm. so I don't mean it as a personal knock on him, but I read the piece, and I didn't see what the reason would be that it's never going to happen. And it's too obvious to say that Tennessee football has been down. Everybody knows that. That's not a secret. It's well established at this point. And the program has many hurdles to clear to get back to competing for a championship level. But I didn't read one thing in there that told me that in 2030 Tennessee cannot be an elite football program.
Yeah, and I would directly look at Penn State. Penn State, with the sanctions that they faced in the post-Paterno era, and, you know, then Bill O'Brien leaving after, what, a couple of seasons, after saying he was going to be there for a while. And then they hire James Franklin. They've won the Big Ten, right? Played for a Big Ten title. Been to the Rose Bowl. Now, last year they had a 9-4 season, but still, they've probably got like a top 5, top 10 defense in the country right now. I mean, Penn State has definitely been able to recover from the depths that they fell to. So if they can do that with the right coach, who's to say that Tennessee can't? And don't tell me that the Big Ten doesn't have competition. I mean, you know, you still got Ohio State, you got Michigan, you've got Wisconsin, you've got Iowa now. So, and then who we'll see what happens with Nebraska. But that's still a conference with a lot of competition, and Penn State has been able to rise to the top of it.
If Nick Saban decided after this season, I want to take a break, he takes a year off from Alabama, and then a year later, Tennessee has a vacancy, and Nick Saban says, I'm going to give it another 5 years of coaching, and he chose Tennessee. What do you think would happen with Tennessee football?
I don't know, but I'd like to see it. No offense to anybody that's currently employed over there.
Well, right. I'm just, if that were to happen, they would most likely return to a level where they're at least able to compete for championships, right?
Yes.
Wouldn't they immediately take off in recruiting at an extremely high level, and he would put together a staff that would be incredible? They would win. Mm-hmm. Would they win an SEC or national title? I don't know that, but they would be back in the picture, right?
Yes.
If he had done that 10 years ago, instead of going to Alabama, Nick Saban had chosen Tennessee, how do you think the last 10 years would have gone?
Oh, they'd look totally different.
Right?
Totally different.
So doesn't that show, because Tennessee has the money where that could have happened, and Tennessee does have the recruiting base where if Nick Saban had chosen Tennessee, that means Alabama's not recruiting at that level because Tennessee has Nick Saban, not Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, Georgia would not have had Kirby Smart where he's recruiting at that high of a level. Tennessee would have been an elite program. So why can that never happen? And maybe Jeremy Pruitt is the guy. I don't say that to dismiss the idea of Jeremy Pruitt. We just know that Saban is.
Yeah.
So if Saban had chosen Tennessee, couldn't he have done that? And he still has time left. I could have. What if Urban Meyer chose Tennessee? You don't think Tennessee would win at a really high level?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. When Urban Meyer goes to Southern Cal next year, don't forget it's been a long time since Southern California was a relevant program in the grand scheme of things. So if Urban Meyer went there, they'd immediately be resurrected.
Yes, if this season goes south for Clay Helton and USC makes a move and Urban Meyer decides, I do want to coach again, I'm going to coach at USC, then the talk next year will be that USC is about to return to national prominence.
Yes.
And everybody will buy in. Mm-hmm. 100% of people will buy in, including Jim Harbaugh, based on his comments. So I read it, and I disagree with he can turn out right,
mm-hmm.
But I don't even know how you prove it wrong. If we're talking never, then
yeah, if he's directly pointing to 45-5, right. You know, who knows if that'll ever happen again? That, I mean, that's incredible. Again, to say that they'll never return to elite status, I kind of am with you. That just seems like an awful long time to be proven wrong.
Yeah, and then to summarize the conversation, David Ubbin reshared a mailbag from back in January, and he was asked the question about Tennessee trying to be back to essentially being an elite level again. And he said he thinks a program needs four basic things to be able to succeed in college football. Number one, tell me if Tennessee has this. Number one, money and donations.
Yes.
Number two, fan support.
Yes.
Number three, strong coaching and support staff.
Yes.
Number four, talent.
Getting there.
Yeah.
Trending up.
Yeah. Tennessee has a base where it can get that. It doesn't have enough right now, obviously.
Yeah.
But can it get it? Yes. So that would, to me, say that Tennessee can be elite again.
Another thing that would help our argument, I think, is that the state of Tennessee, the caliber of athletes that they're pumping out for football all across the state are better than they've ever been. So if Tennessee can again start, if T. Higgins in the future, you know, if those guys, if Cade Mays don't leave Knoxville or some of these players don't leave Tennessee and come to play for the Vols, you're talking about they could be totally different than what they are now.
Yeah, and that's something that needs to change as well, because in recent years, Tennessee has not done a good enough job in-state. Mm-hmm. That's Butch Jones and Jeremy Pruitt. Last year, this year, Jeremy Pruitt and his staff are working to put together a big in-state class, and if that happens, Tennessee will have a good class overall in 2020. We will come back here on Sports 180. What's going on this weekend in Knoxville? Patrick Hoffman, KnoxvilleWeekend.com, will tell you as we continue at Planet Vapor, Kingston Pike, here until 3 o'clock with big savings, including 50% off all e-liquids right here. PlanetVapor.com. This is Sports 180 on Sports Radio WNML. This is Sports 180, celebrating the weekend arriving as Sports 180 continues at Planet Vapor, 5411 Kingston Pike. We'll be here until 3 o'clock, giving you a chance to register to win the Ultimate Tailgate Camper. Check out information online, sportsradiownml.com. And when you come on by here, the first 500 customers can quit smoking by picking up one of their Stop Smoking Kits for free at Planet Vapor, planetvapor.com. The weekend is here, Heather Harrington.
The weekend is here, so that means Patrick Hoffman, drumroll. Wearing his Hufflepuff shirt.
Yeah,
I mean, who picks to be a Hufflepuff?
Hey, I didn't pick to be a Hufflepuff. The Hufflepuff picked me, all right.
Dang sorting hat.
Yeah.
You got screwed. No,
I mean, there's no one no one better than a Hufflepuff.
Really?
Hufflepuff pride, man.
I would think Ravenclaw would be better than a Hufflepuff, but just throwing that out there.
Ah, they're awfully arrogant about how smart they are, aren't they?
Did you see how he just looked at me? Man, that is funny.
It is pretty funny. Yeah.
Well, we have a...
Have you ever read a Harry Potter book?
Nerd alert here on Sports 180. I have not. I have not gotten into the Harry Potter.
Oh, man. That's
unfortunate. It is. Yeah. It's an incredible series.
Yeah, it's also not realistically going to change anytime soon.
Owen gets older. Yeah, because Amanda Watson, she waited until Iz was old enough to be able to start reading the books. So, okay. Yeah, you probably got like 7 years to go, eight years.
Read the books, watch all the movies, and then go and visit the theme park.
I have not been to the theme park yet.
I haven't
yet.
Either,
oh,
but
dying.
I may or may not have robes and wands ready to go.
Totally do. I even have a custom one that one of my friends made for me.
Yeah. I will be that obnoxious adult man-child running around pushing kids out of the way saying, no, I'm going to turn on the fountain with my wand.
Never really had a chance to be the coolest person on the radio at one time, but now all of a sudden...
And you still don't have that chance.
There we are.
Potterheads unite.
All right. Yes. Patrick Hoffman, Knoxville.
We outnumber you.
Things are starting to get aggressive here on Sports 180. The weekend, though, that'll make everybody feel a little bit better.
I hope so. I mean, so far, it's a beautiful Friday. It was kind of squirrely this morning, but it turned into such a gorgeous day, and I really hope that it carries through tonight because there's a really awesome concert going on at World's Fair Park tonight. Simply Queen is going to be there, and it's not just a Queen cover band. I mean, their lead singer, he does a full-on Freddie Mercury like embodiment impersonation.
Wow!
So he's like an Elvis impersonator, but for Freddie Mercury. Who is, I would say, significantly more difficult to impersonate. I mean, especially with that voice. So that's going on tonight. That's actually part of the...
Does he even wear extra teeth?
God, I hope so. I hope so. Yeah, that really sells it.
I got extra teeth.
Now I can't even think about it because all I'm thinking about is extra teeth.
I know. So Simply Queen, $20 to $45.
$20 to $45. Yeah. It's part of the Music Feeds concert, which benefits Second Harvest Food Bank.
Oh, so you're a big fan of this concert series.
Yeah, I went to a show just a few weeks ago, Here Come the Mummies, which is a part of the concert series as well. So you're having a great time and you are supporting a very important organization,
absolutely,
Second Harvest Food Bank, all at the same time.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. You can pick up some tickets online. We've got a link on our What the Weekend page at knoxvilleweekend.com. And then if you are really in the mood for more music, there is a Louisville meets Jackson Terminal silent disco tonight at Jackson Terminal. We've talked about silent discos.
Yes, where you put the headphones on and they're a certain color. So you need to probably dance with somebody with a certain color on, but I don't know.
Yeah, I was actually talking to Garrett Thompson from Rhythm and Blooms, Dogwood Arts, Sunset on Central earlier this week. And he was telling me about how they had done a silent disco walking down through the old city and up into Market Square and Gay Street. And it, you know, just walking down the street and seeing these people with these different colored headsets on, dancing and singing to songs that nobody else can hear, is kind of what makes Knoxville a magical place.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
So they've got one going on from 8 p.m. tonight to midnight. It is disco themed, so it's going to be all decked out in disco balls and bright colors. Perfect for,
you need to wear a costume.
Yeah. You got to wear a
big
costume.
Big hair, big platforms.
Yeah. Shower. because, you know, don't come in with like non like the hippie 70s look if you haven't showered. Don't do that. So make sure you shower because it will be sweaty and gross in there. No, these things are so much fun. Check it out. It's only $12. It's a 4-hour concert, so check that out tonight at Jackson Terminal. And then we've got another music event going on this weekend over at the Botanical Gardens. That's tomorrow from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. That is the 2019 Grooves in the Garden. They're bringing in Grammy-nominated band Just a Few Cats. The proceeds are benefiting UUNIK Academy's STEAM Summer Institute program. It's a really, really cool organization, and you can check out the link for tickets to that at our website. It's $25 in advance, and if you buy them day of, it's $35 at the door. So lots of music going on this weekend.
Yeah, there is a lot of music. And then also, you guys are going to get out and about around town with the Tennessee River Cleanup and Throwdown. I like this, because you put in some hard work, going to reward you with a free beer.
Yeah, I mean, you can jump on a paddleboard, a kayak, a canoe, anything, and as you paddle around, pick up anything that you find. You know, they'll provide bags and equipment for you. You must register in advance, though. It is a free event, and you can check that out tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It starts off at Billy Lush Boards and Brew. Afterwards, they've got beer from Alliance, which is awesome.
Yes.
I mean, I'm kind of a big fan of them. It's just making sure that the Tennessee River and the surrounding area just stays clean and stays beautiful. Because there are a lot of irresponsible people out there putting garbage into our river, and we don't like that. So be part of the solution, not the problem.
Not the problem. Right. And then if you want to make it up to the mountains this weekend, it's still going on, right? The Gatlinburg Craftsman's Fair.
Oh, my gosh, yes. This thing, it's been going on for, this is what, the third week now?
I think so, but this is the last week.
Yeah, this is the last weekend.
The 21st, it's going to be done. Yeah.
Yeah, last weekend. They've got over 200 booths in the Gatlinburg Convention Center. Head up there, check it out. It's only $7. It is 100% a family-friendly event, and it gives you an opportunity to really see what all of these different craftsmen from all over the country are doing. I mean, these aren't just local craftsmen. They come from all over the place to have this massive, massive event. I think it's one of the largest events of this kind in the Southeast, if not East Tennessee, at least.
Yeah, and we're talking like cutting boards, awesome like handmade baskets, furniture. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, you can pretty much find anything that you need there. And what's not to like about something that's handmade, one of a kind? Everything's going to be unique, and everything is going to be awesome. So check that out. You can also go to Summer Movie Magic. The Wizard of Oz is playing at the Tennessee Theater.
That's special.
Yeah, it really is. This is a really, it has to be one of my favorite things that goes on is Summer Movie Magic, because it brings a lot of movies to the big screen that people don't necessarily get to see. Or weren't able to see when they came out. You know, I was only like 5 when The Wizard of Oz came out back in, you know, 1939? I don't know.
Your kindergarten class watched that together, right?
Yeah, I actually went a few years ago when it was on there, and it really does bring a whole new level of magic to movies like this.
Well, it's also the Tennessee Theater. I mean, anytime I go in there, I've been to Mighty Musical Monday, I've been to many, many concerts. It's just a special place to be, and it's going to enhance, you know, whatever you're doing there.
Oh, absolutely. Tonight, they've got Monty Python and the Holy Grail. You're laughing because...
Those poor cats. They just abuse cats through the whole movie.
Laden swallows. another really, really great movie.
It was a flesh wound.
See, I've been wanting to watch it. I've seen it coming through my Facebook feed that they're going to be showing this tonight. And I've been wanting to watch this for so long. I got burnt out on it in high school because everybody at every party said, "Oh, we're going to watch Monty Python and the Holy Grail." Every party. You can only handle so much coconut clapping before you start going stir crazy. But now I'm to the point where I haven't seen it in about 15 years. I'm ready to re-experience this movie. So if you are ready to re-experience it, you can head over to the Tennessee Theater tonight. You can also check out The Wizard of Oz at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets are $9 for adults, $7 for children, and there's a whole bunch more movies that they've got coming up over the next several weeks. You can see the whole listing over at their website, and we've also got the link listed over at KnoxvilleWeekend.com.
I also have Lion King out now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's ready?
My mom went this morning, so I'm going to call her as soon as we get off the air and hear the review. I want to see it so bad. I do think this is one that I could take Gus to, although I'm worried about the whole
Mufasa scene.
Yeah, I don't want him to be, like, scarred.
From what?
Get it? See what I did there? Scar?
Oh, man. She saw that pun and she just sank her claws into it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one's coming out this weekend. I really, really want to see it. I've already heard that it is good, that it very much feels like a direct updated remake of the original. So I don't think they deviate too far from the formula that the first one set up, which is fine by me. There wasn't anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
We don't need your original ideas.
So it's just a full circle of life, you might say.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah.
He did it better than all of us did, yeah. He usually does, though.
Soundtrack reference right here on Sports 180. So KnoxvilleWeekend.com, social media, the website, we simply just ran through the calendar there. So that's all people have to do. And if they want to get something on the calendar, just contact.
You can shoot us a message on our Facebook page. You can shoot us a message on Instagram. You can send us an email, info@KnoxvilleWeekend.com. And on our website, we've got our calendar with an add event button. All you got to do is click through that, and that takes you over to the form that you fill out and put your own event in there. And we get notified, and as long as it's not something crazy, too crazy, you're good to go.
So y'all didn't put a form for Knoxville people that wanted to go raid Area 51? There's not like a Knoxville contingent going sponsored by Knoxville Weekend?
Funny you should say, Alien Expo is coming up within the next month or so.
Yes.
There we have it.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure that they're on board for that, so we'll see. I've been trying to stay away from the whole Area 51 thing just because, you know, I got out once. I don't want to go back.
Ooh, little breaking news right here on Sports 180.
Hey, we try to keep the people informed.
Yep. All right, before we say goodbye, Mars, will we be there someday? As we're talking about, tomorrow's the 50th anniversary of the
moon landing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I firmly believe that we will once again return to our home planet from whence at least some of us came.
Will the NFL one day have a team in Mars?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Interstellar domination.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And hey, today is the Big G's 65th birthday. My man, Godzilla. I'm going to be celebrating with some classic Godzilla films tonight myself.
Oh, yeah. He needs to call Landon Doan, you know, Phil's producer. Big Godzilla guy.
Yeah, me too.
I don't get it.
Me too.
I remember when Puff Daddy covered the Led Zeppelin song. That's about my only Godzilla reference that I got.
I thought Puff's song was first. Was that not the right one?
Bring the lead, baby. Bring the lead.
KnoxvilleWeekend.com. Check out the website. Follow him on all the social media channels as well. Patrick, we appreciate the time as always.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Right here on Sports 180 with another half hour to go. We'll tell you what else is going on in the sports world. The big names missing the cut, but a few big names remaining. They got a lot of big names in golf. We'll catch you up there. Baseball this weekend and a little more Tennessee football talk, updating you on the SEC predictions. Sure to be wrong, coming out today right here at Planet Vapor. We are here on Kingston Pike, 5411 Kingston Pike, with another half hour for you to register to win the ultimate tailgate camper on Sports Radio WNML. This is Sports 180 on Sports Radio WNML as we get ready for the weekend. Taking a look at what's going on, we've talked about the Open Championship. We'll get you a couple more updates here today before the show ends, and of course more coming up on Sports Talk at 3 o'clock. You also have NFL training camp action that is getting going, and saw this from Michael Spencer, used to be here in Knoxville, WATE, now with CBS Denver in Denver. And the the Denver Broncos with their training camp second day. Todd Davis out with injury, so Alexander Johnson, that's A.J. Johnson, former Tennessee linebacker.
How about that?
Was filling in for Davis as the starting linebacker on the first team with their first rep of the day today. Justin Hollins got in there for some first team reps as well, but former Tennessee linebacker A.J. Johnson, you know about the last few years for him, spent last year with Denver's organization and getting some first team reps today in the early part of Broncos training camp.
Yeah, so that's exciting. You got a lot of training camps that are going to kick off next week. So it's that time of year, and NFL Network's going to have people covered for, you know, all the training camp madness. Do you know when the premiere date for Hard Knocks is? I have not looked it up, so I'm not sure. We'll have to look that up. But I think it's cool for AJ, and good luck to him. That's somebody that, you know, you'd like to see him stick around on a roster for a while. I mean, that's been a goal of his and a dream of his since he was a child. And unfortunately, you know, part of his NFL career did get derailed, and he's got to try and, you know, make up for lost time.
Hard Knocks will debut Tuesday, August 6th.
Okay. Okay. So we're a couple weeks away.
Yeah. Here come the Raiders.
Yes.
Here
it's
they come.
Be so good to see that Antonio Brown just craziness.
Feeling good about that over there?
Feeling good. Are they going to try to hide Richie Incognito and act like he's not on the team? Or are they just going to highlight it?
Well, yeah, put him in incognito mode. That's good, Jay. I mean, I guess they don't have to pretend for those games where he's suspended, so that helps. It's quite a time. Quite a time. Oh. All right, so all that positivity aside, we also had the SEC media predictions come out, so you'll see a lot of talk today and over the weekend, probably, with Alabama. Heather had 6 of the 11 first-team offense spots.
Yes.
That's pretty remarkable. Georgia's offensive line had 4 of its 5 offensive linemen make first, second, or third-team preseason All-SEC.
Yes, and then going back to Alabama, 10 players out of 22 possibilities on offense and defense are first-team All-SEC preseason selections. It's unbelievable. That's why you see such a disparity in all the voting. And we talked about it all. Sometimes I think people need to see the harsh reality because talking about it isn't enough. But look at how many votes Alabama got to win the conference. Look at how many votes then Georgia got. And then look at everybody else. I mean, it really wasn't even a consideration for anybody.
You're right. For Alabama, Alabama received 203 votes for the SEC championship. Georgia received 49, so there's a significant gap there. And then after that, LSU had 3 votes for the SEC title, and then not sure what to make of these. Mississippi State had 1, Tennessee had 1, South Carolina had 1, Florida had 1, which is much more understandable as at least a top 10 team heading into the season. Then Auburn is a team that should be good. It received 1 vote. I would not vote for Auburn, obviously. But
that wasn't your ballot?
Yeah. But Tennessee and South Carolina receiving a vote for the SEC championship is silly, and I would say the same for Mississippi State.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Take head coach out of the equation. What staff would you rather have, Georgia's or Alabama's, with 7 new coaches on it? Georgia had to replace some pieces too, but because I'm sitting here thinking, you know, Alabama still has the most talent collectively on the roster, although Georgia has very much closed that gap. I think Georgia could have potentially the best offensive line in the entire country, mm-hmm. and then we'll see how their skill positions go. But so say personnel is pretty equal, who would you give the nod to coaching staff-wise minus the head coach?
That's pretty tough because they both have undergone major change with their coordinator positions. Mm-hmm. I might lean Alabama there, but yeah, Coley has the experience there as Georgia's OC, which helps. Their new defensive coordinator is thought to be one on the rise, but I would probably lean toward Alabama.
Okay. I just think it's interesting how even that gap is narrowing. Now, Nick Saban does hire some brilliant people. Every time somebody, you know, leaves, that carousel just keeps on turning. But eventually, I just have a feeling that, you know, replacing that many guys every single year has got to catch up to you at some point.
Yeah, and of course, with Steve Sarkisian, you can have different opinions on him, for sure. But Kyle Flood, with a lot of experience as a coach, their defense coordinator, Yeah, I think can come in and do a nice job and is probably an upgrade from what they had last year with Tosh Lapoy. But both will be fine, but interesting that they are both going through a lot of transition. And, man, Alabama has dealt with a lot the last few years. Georgia, its reason for having to replace its coordinators is interesting in that Mel Tucker got a head coaching job. Okay, that should be expected.
He was normal.
He was a finalist for the Tennessee job when Philip Fulmer was going through the hiring process, ultimately landing on Jeremy Pruitt. But then Jim Chaney leaves for a lateral position. He leaves to be Tennessee's offense coordinator within the division.
At a school that you're competing for a national title at the place you just left, where you're competing to try and make a bowl game at your new spot. So very curious. But again, he's even said in multiple interviews, it's because it's Tennessee. It's because we love Knoxville. Me and my family love this place. That made the decision a no-brainer. It was like, oh, we got the opportunity to go back. Let's go back.
Yeah.
See what we can do there.
And I'm sure there are multiple reasons. There's no doubt, though, he likes Knoxville, the University of Tennessee, and being back here. New contract had to help, I'd say, and might have been ready for a change. So the timing worked out really well for Tennessee. With Alabama, by the way, Mike Locksley becomes a head coach at Maryland. Gattis leaves to go to Michigan to be their guy. And then Dan Enos, there was a time where he was thought to be the one that would be kind of elevated as the leader of the offense. Instead, he goes to Miami to work with Manny Diaz. So a big transition there with their coaching staffs at Alabama and Georgia. We will transition into the final segment of Sports 180 with the Power Poll, driven by Ted Russell Ford. Top five things to watch this upcoming weekend. We'll have that list for you. And then get you to Sports Talk at 3 o'clock, as we will also draw qualifiers with the Ultimate Tailgate Camper Giveaway right here at Planet Vapor, Kingston Pike, right next to CBD Plus USA in the Bearden area, on Sports 180 on Sports Radio WNML. Thanks for being with us here on Sports 180 on Sports Radio WNML. We're having a good time. It's been a blast here at Planet Vapor, Heather. They are great people that can help you with all the information you need. If you are looking to quit smoking, they can help you right here. PlanetVapor.com is the website. New location. They just had their grand opening a week ago here on Kingston Pike.
They offer a giant selection of vape products, all kinds of accessories, including the e-liquids, Juul kits, pods, stop smoking kits. Those stop smoking kits are actually free for the first 500 customers, so just come in and talk to their experts about it. They price match any other vape shop, and they're offering 50% off all e-liquids right now. So tons of great specials in here. Again, come by, talk to the representatives here. They're going to be able to answer all of your questions and help you to hopefully put those cigarettes down and maybe start vaping.
PlanetVapor.com is the website. Find them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat as well.
Also, the special shout out today is day one that we've been out for the Ultimate Tailgate Camper Giveaway. Thanks to Buddy Greg, Hound Dogs, and Graphic Creation. So we're going to draw a couple of qualifiers here in a few minutes and see who's already registered as we give away this Ultimate Tailgate Camper throughout the rest of the summer.
Find more info online, sportsradiownml.com. You can find Saturday Sports Talk on the air tomorrow at 8 a.m. with the lead lap following at 10 o'clock. Joel Silverberg will be a part of Saturday Sports Talk. Joel, what can we look forward to?
We'll have some audio, including comments from Coach Derek Mason. He had an interesting take when he was on with John and Jimmy about being a head coach and having play calling duties and then relenting that. We'll have other audio from SEC Media Days as well. We'll talk about the Matt Hayes article. Yeah, obviously what he said was wrong, but how long will it take before Tennessee's an elite program again? So we'll have all that and more leading up to the lead lap at 10 o'clock tomorrow on Saturday Sports Talk from 8 to 10.
How was that that article handled by Tennessee fans?
Poorly.
Yeah, I mean, not well. It spurred a lot of venom, I think. And again, because Tennessee is so proud. I mean, we're a proud fan base. You got people that have shelled out a lot of money, a lot of time and energy in supporting the Vols, and they don't want to hear somebody write some harsh truths, and then maybe an overstatement too, because I think Matt Hayes overstretched himself by saying they're never going to be elite again.
Yeah, I would say in general, avoid using the word never. Avoid using nobody or everybody, because it's typically not going to. You can't hold something to that. If it doesn't happen, it's still difficult to prove that that's going to be the case, because we don't know when we get to the end of never, right?
Very true.
So
he could be right in his mind.
Yeah, I guess so.
Eventually. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm never going to be convinced that a team doing well in academics and a coach talking about it as part of a 21-minute discussion is an example of a program not being able to succeed at the highest level. It's not going to happen right now. It's probably not going to happen in the very near future, but I have a difficult time saying that it's never going to happen again for Tennessee.
Yeah, and I just, we've talked about it a lot, and again, everything that Jeremy Pruitt is building, it seems to be he's building it in the right direction. They still need to up the ante when it comes to the recruiting process, so I hated that we missed out on Haynes King and this coaching staff as he chose to go to Texas A&M earlier this week, but you still have Harrison Bailey, so you still have a solid quarterback recruit for this class, and again, they've got to hit some home runs on the recruiting trail.
A lot of them, yeah, no doubt about that. All right, before we wrap up Sports 180, let's hit today's power poll.
Captain, we're losing power on the warp engine.
Nuclear power pants.
What's up? I'm Kenny Powers.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
I have the power.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Full power, Mr. Scott.
The Power Pole, driven by Ted Russell Ford. Two locations to serve you, Kingston Pike and Parkside Drive.
Heather, the weekend is upon us. Only a few more summer weekends remaining.
I know. Got to get out on that boat.
Five things that you might be watching this weekend.
Okay, bear with me here. So I'm still catching up on some of my shows. But my number five thing, my baby turns one tomorrow. And if you think I'm not going to be sitting there with a glass of red wine tomorrow crying and watching videos of him as he has grown up over this past year, you're crazy, because that's definitely happening. So that's my number five. Number four, I'm going to squeeze in a little Braves Nats. I like how you just skated over that today. You didn't talk about that disaster last night.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Number three, because you just told one, A Big Little Lie. Oh. Got to catch up on my show. So I'm two episodes behind, and then they got a new episode coming up this week. The Open Championship, even though Roy McIlroy's making a push, he's basically one shot off from making the cut. So we'll see if he's able to squeeze in. But I'm still going to be game on the last major of the year, so I'm definitely watching that. And then, of course, The Lion King. Hakuna Matata, everyone. So excited.
Number one on your list there, huh?
Yeah, number one. Oh, this is the biggest movie. It brought the Royals out last week when they premiered it in London. The Royals came.
You're a big fan of the Royals.
I love the Royals. I know it's lame, but I love them.
Next week we get...
not Kansas City.
What, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yes, cannot wait. How long has it been since Tarantino... it's been several years since Tarantino came out with a movie.
I'm looking forward to not going to the theater to see that one as well, just like all the other movies that come out. Number five, Racing at New Hampshire. They'll be talking about it on the Lead Lap tomorrow, coming up at 10 o'clock. Number four, The Lion King. I didn't know where to put it. I'm not going to go see it. I would like to, but I won't. Number four, The Lion King. Number three, Twins versus the A's, Under the Radar series, where I say either team's name and you say, what?
Huh?
But playing pretty well. So Twins versus the A's, number three. Number two, the Braves versus the Nationals. I have to admit, last night, not good for the Atlanta Braves. And I think the Nationals, not the Phillies, the top challenger to the Braves in the National League East. I have the Open Championship, number one. Yeah, this is it in terms of the majors, Heather.
This is it.
This wraps up the summer.
Exactly. So you definitely got to stay tuned. And it's a cool course. I don't know if you've seen any of the play so far, but it is just neat. I'm not usually a huge fan of open courses, but I really like Port Rush and can't wait to see how it plays this weekend. I'm pumped.
If Rory could actually make the cut and then won the tournament, we're looking at one of the greatest comebacks in sports history, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah, because just an hour ago, during the stock watch, we were counting that bum out. Now he might make the cut.
That bum. So he is coming down the final stretch here, though, but one shot off the projected cut right now. The favorite going in. Yeah, I feel like 8 over yesterday really kind of hurt him. So the Open Championship, that is number one on my list for the Power Poll. What to watch this weekend. The Power Poll driven by Ted Russell Ford Lincoln. Online, tedrussellford.net. two giant locations. They have huge savings on their 2019 new vehicles. Big time savings and 0% financing available. Locally owned and operated. Ted Russell, Ford Lincoln.
You know what else they have? They've got a 2020 Explorer in the showroom.
I thought I saw that.
Two of them.
My goodness.
One of them's a Platinum. They're pretty sweet.
Sounds like Heather might be trying to talk herself or the family into a little birthday gift for Woodrow.
How about an upgrade.
How about a 2020 Explorer? I bet he'd appreciate that.
Yeah, he would love that. Get room. He'd have his own little captain's chair.
Ted Russell Ford, they'll take care of him. I promise you that. Check him out online, tedrussellford.net, as we draw two qualifiers, Heather, for the Ultimate Tailgate Camper right here at Planet Vapor. And thanks again to them for having us out here today.
Yeah, they've been awesome. And again, if you've got questions about vaping, they have all the answers for you here. And they've got all the great specials, including 50% off of e-liquids. They've got premium lines. They've got all different kinds of flavors and all different sorts of nicotine levels as well. So they could definitely hook you up with the right product for you and your lifestyle right here at Planet Vapor.
Qualifier number one with the Ultimate Tailgate Camper,
Judy McNeely of Knoxville.
And Bridget Short of Seymour.
Wow, all right.
Yes, our two qualifiers with the Ultimate Tailgate Camper. Check them out online, sportsradiownml.com. Check out Saturday Sports Talk tomorrow at 8 a.m., the lead lap at 10 o'clock. But before all that, Sports Talk is coming up next. Thanks, Joel, back at the studio. Thanks, Jay Leifert, for your work today and all week. And big thanks to Planet Vapor for having us out today on Sports 180 here on Kingston Pike, their new location. This is Sports Radio WNML.